Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It's playoff time, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right, you could double your money by hammering the over. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the feature game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, that's an interesting way to take the over-under. Get enough people to bet a certain way, and you lower the spread. How's that?
I like it. And whatever's going to bring us to a point where you're saying hammer the over and over again, I'm for it. So I like that read.
Get ready, Dustin. We got more to come. But we also have some Penn State football talk for you. In fact, we've got plenty of it. And let's start with the news of the day. And I'm going to start, Dustin, with something that I think is a positive news item, a very positive news item. James Franklin, this is, you know, it's public knowledge. He put it out there. His daughters received, I guess, their first of the two COVID vaccine shots, which means he's getting closer and closer to time with his family. As much as we want to talk football, coaching styles, this, that, we all had our lives upset over the last year, especially so for James Franklin. And it's great news that he's getting closer to normal life again with his family.
Yeah, and, you know, he has been speaking out about this subject, and I think there are people within his own fan base that feel very, very differently about vaccinations and all that. So you can't win completely with something like this. But for him, you know, immunocompromised situation in his family, he's sleeping above his garage. Like, this is a step towards you think about what everybody's been through, and you don't want to minimize anybody, and James Franklin's problems aren't put on any pedestal that ours aren't. But you think about his situation and doing going through the demands of his job without being able to embrace his family and be able to spend time with his family and having to, you know, shout at them through a window and stuff. This is a first step towards normalcy for a good guy, you know. And I think no matter how you feel about all this stuff, you have to root for James Franklin and feel like this is a really good step in the right direction for his family above anything else.
And Dustin, there may be people who feel otherwise. I'm going to throw in my two cents, which is I am pro-vaccine. I've got my shots. Most of my extended family have their shots, which just made life so much easier and better. I'm now walking around without a mask on. So it's a great thing, Dustin.
All right. I love your two cents.
Okay. Let's move on to some actual Penn State football talk. And we've been hearing transfer portal quarterback talk for months and months now, ever since Penn State lost so many of their scholarship quarterbacks. They're down to three. The latest news is about TJ Finley from LSU, who's in the portal. Penn State is one of the names that's mentioned. Do you think there's anything there, Dustin?
It seems to be. National people are linking Penn State and TJ Finley. I mean, part of me is just kind of skeptical that the other schools involved, your Texas and Alabama, and there was somebody else too. I forget, but
was it Auburn?
It's hard to believe that Auburn. Yep, that's the one. It's hard to believe they're going to pull a kid like that who's from Louisiana out of the South above all those schools when they don't really offer a real shot to start for TJ Finley. But Penn State seems to be interested. And Finley seems to be interested back. I mean, I think it'd be an interesting marriage for sure. And it'll be, you know, especially interesting because he comes off a freshman season. This is not a kid who's got 1 year to play. He'd be somebody that could impact Penn State's depth chart for years to come. I think you just got to kind of pay attention to what the latest is. I think it'll move relatively quickly because a decision has to be made in order to get into summer classes or whatever he wants to do at whatever his next stop is. So I think this would move pretty quickly. It does show, I think, that there's at least Penn State doing its due diligence for when there's quality players out there who seem to be a good fit for the program. Penn State is still interested in bringing in a quarterback. And TJ Finley, I think, to your point last week, I think it was, this would be a guy who could be an actual contender for the number two job. I don't think it'd be a contender for the number one job, but could be somebody who pushes Taquan Roberson.
If this is the quandary, though, that I think Penn State is in. If you're not bringing in a guy who could obviously compete with Sean Clifford, is he going to want to come here? The fact is, he's leaving LSU because he doesn't want to be number two. So, and if you look at that throughout the country, if you have, and you say, well, you bring in a transfer for the long range, the fact is, I think Penn State is set now for the immediate future with Sean Clifford, and they seem to be in pretty good shape for 3 years down the road with Christian Vaiu and two very highly regarded incoming quarterbacks in the class of 22. So it's a real narrow window there for somebody coming in and competing for that number two job and maybe overtaken anyway later. I'm just not sure what that profile is of that quarterback who would come here in a transfer. Anyway, Dustin.
Let me touch on that real quick. I don't want to speak for TJ Finley, but just to try to put myself in this position. Number one, you're looking at a guy who, yeah, he is your starter, but this is a guy who could not make it through all of last season and hold on to the starting job at that point. So there's opportunity, perhaps, if you're not a believer in Sean Clifford, which I don't blame anybody out there if they're not. The other thing is, it is a foot in the door situation where if you are able to win that number two job now, you wedge your foot in there, you create an opportunity for yourself. And yeah, these guys coming along are highly regarded, but if you're entrenched as a starter when they get to campus, you know, or if they're still learning their way and you've been on campus for a year plus, then I think there's some upside for a quarterback who they might know they're not starting this year, but there is a possibility of that. And then I think being able to establish yourself as the replacement for Sean Clifford, there's some value in that.
Just remember, Sean Clifford actually has one more year of eligibility after this year too. So it's a pretty, you know, fine, you're really threading the needle there. I'm not sure it makes Penn State a really attractive place to transfer to. Let's talk about some incoming freshmen. Wait a minute. I can't use the word freshman, can I?
Yeah, I don't know if the new rules that Penn State is proposing applies to you, Jim. I think you put it and also we are talking about a male-only sport. So I think saying freshman in the case of football players is still an agreeable, acceptable term.
Okay. Well, also, remember, though, especially between redshirting and the mulligan that everybody got last year, you can't just say freshman. You got to say first-year freshman, second-year freshman, or even third-year freshman. But we have incoming players in the class of 21, Jamari Budin, Jalen Reed, Harrison Wallace, Zachy Wheatley, and Eric Wilson is coming in from the transfer portal. Dustin, any names stick out as a guy who we might see on some fall Saturday afternoon this year?
Yeah, I mean, I look at the safeties for starters because those are two really good players in Jay Reed and Zaki Wheatley. And I still believe that there is upward mobility on that safety depth chart. I don't think there's a whole lot established there. If we were going to see Enzo Jennings, for example, his arrival as immediate, I think we would have heard or seen some kind of clues about that now. So I think he's needing some development time. I'm not sure about Tyler Rudolph, for example. We can sort of assume at this point that Jair Brown is the second starter at safety. Jonathan Sutherland, I think, you know, it might be fair to conclude that he's kind of reached his ceiling as a defender. And, you know, he's an asset for sure. But I don't think any of these guys necessarily are unbeatable if you come in and take care of business for these two guys, these two talented kids. The other thing I would say is Greg established on this show that it was Jamari Budden. And I watched the video that Penn State posted. It is Jamari Budden. He pronounced it himself. Yes. This is not projection. So I think you can correct Greg on that later. But Jamari Budden, really good, talented linebacker too. I mean, these are some good players. And I'll be interested to see what Harrison Wallace can do, because there's also upward mobility on that depth chart. You know, there's a lot of guys, and you're going to have to do something to stand out. But there's an opportunity to stand out. And I think the same is true at safety and wide receiver.
And I think Wheatley on that same video said Zachy Wheatley. That creative Zachy Wheatley or anything else, I think it's just good old Zachy Wheatley. And I agree with you. You know, at safety, it's just like, remember, at cornerback was a filled room. And all of a sudden, all we hear about is Kalen King coming in and making an impression. And now we're confident he's going to get some play this fall. The same thing can happen with the safeties. Here's another topic, Dustin. I did bring this up with Andy last week, and it's a topic I love. So you know I like sports betting. And one of the online gaming places, they put out their odds for the Big Ten title. And obviously Ohio State was a heavy favorite, at literally 2-3 odds, followed by Wisconsin, Michigan, and Penn State. I'll ask you the same question I asked Andy. Here's your choice. You could take Ohio State or the field. Who you got?
I still got Ohio State. I mean, I know they got questions, and they're hunting for their next quarterback, but I have every confidence that they are a prohibitive favorite over everybody. And you like to think, okay, Wisconsin, there's a decent chance that Wisconsin smacks Penn State in the mouth in week one. I mean, Penn State needs to be ready to play and ready to get beat up by that Wisconsin team. So I think Ohio State at 2-3 is more friendly to me than even Wisconsin at 8-1, because I just cannot imagine, and it's a one-off, right? That you win the West Division, you get a shot at winning the Big Ten if you play your best against Ohio State. But I just don't see it. I would still put money on Ohio State at 2-3 over the field.
So would I, but I also, I'm intrigued by the name value. Besides Wisconsin being in the opposite division, then third ranked is Michigan and Penn State. I'm not sure what Michigan did to deserve that. And at coming off a 4-5 season for Penn State, I'm also not necessarily sure what they did to warrant that. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. We got lots more, starting with quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer, offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.